better be better. Every night I write and every morning I recite. This the intro, level 4, Blue Morning. I'm Genie, yo, Genie Houdini. Listen now, as I begin my day with a practice of deliberate self-benefit. I expose myself in my quest to be myself better. And I start with silence, a moment of quiet. I appreciate the sunshine while remembering those who are no longer represented in the physical world. It's Monday, May 20th, 2019. This morning I woke up at 6:55, brushed my teeth, took my meds, and I was exhausted. So I went back in bed. I wrote for about 40 minutes, continued recapping the night before, and thought about my strengths. And really the topic is effective execution, operational excellence. But from 7 to near 11, I read tech news, watched videos, ate mango and oatmeal. I didn't do any yoga or meditation until just before I started this recording. And really, this is barely a blue morning because I'm off to such a late start. But I did start, and now I'm on. On to 7 prompts. 1. Today I feel responsible that the effects of my actions are felt directly and indirectly more than I realize. 2. Yesterday was wild beyond expectations. I went hiking in the morning rather than the gym, and my whole day had lower intensity because of it, which isn't necessarily a problem, it's just different. Most days are better if I have that high intensity activity, but yesterday, after my morning routine, I got to work at about 1 p.m. I had a chance meeting with a fabulous artist. I wrote down my daily agenda and then took a short break to look at some news. And that took me down a rabbit hole. I'll talk more about the rabbit hole in a bit. But what I will say is that even though I was diverted into doing something that I hadn't planned on, and that I went deeper and further into that than really is so responsible, it exhausted me tremendously, and that exhaustion last night actually led to a breakthrough in the interface design of the app that I'm building. 3. My objective for today is to engage with my duties. That's the gym, that's studying the technical books that I have, that is keeping up with my emails. I have at least 4 important emails send. And it's getting some more information about the next step in my fitness routine that I need to implement. That's kettlebell swings and squats, which I did before, but it's really important to get the technique down when you're doing any kind of strenuous workout, especially if it's a ballistic workout. 4. What's making me happy right now is that I just learned about a man named Robert F. Smith. He is the CEO and founder of Vista Equity Partners, which is a private equity firm that specializes in buyouts of enterprise software companies. And this targeted strategy has made Vista Equity Partners the best performing private equity firm for, it seems, the last decade. And thus, Robert F. Smith is perhaps the best investor alive. And he is an African American man. And I asked a few people that I know if they'd ever heard of him. And I had heard his name before, but I really never looked into anything that he's done. And he has a low media presence, considering his success in capitalism, as well as his success as a philanthropist. He supports a variety of educational missions focused especially on African Americans, including multiple museums, a social initiative called WeWoke.Vote, Code.org, which is training many thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, or millions of young people to learn to code and STEM in general, and InternX, which is providing access to internships in large corporations to marginalized people, especially people of color and women. And Robert F. Smith came into the news yesterday because he, as the commencement speaker at Morehouse College, a renowned historically black college, announced his intention to pay off the student debt of the graduating class of, I think, over 400 people. And this is really a landmark moment for the obvious reasons of, you know, making the financial status of 400-something people better off, but also because it pushes all of the discussion of free college or a restructuring of student debt in the political space forward. And one more thing that I'll add, because whenever I look to someone, if I want to get some sense of who they are, I need to look at the people that surround them as well. So I found that Robert Smith's partner at Vista Equity, Brian Sheff, the president of Vista Equity, is also a leading philanthropist, and he's the director of the Global Wildlife Conservation, and Jane Goodall, the primatologist, has called Brian Sheff the philanthropist most devoted in his contributions to environmental sustainability. For me, growing up in a household environment where money was really not valuable, I don't mean that we wasted money, but that there was no looking up to the rich, or just because somebody had wealth didn't make them better in any way. In fact, a lot of the ways that wealth is accumulated have a negative association for me, and certainly for my parents. So finding a couple examples of people who have been extraordinarily successful in the capitalist economy and who are making the world better, not just in a PR-driven way, although that's a part of it, but also really out of conviction, hard work, and love for humanity is inspiring. Five, and connected to four, in terms of the world news, I mean, there's a lot of talk about the concentration of power in large businesses and governments, for that matter. And, you know, there are some people who are talking about breaking up big tech companies, and the prominent libertarian economist, Tyler Cowen, recently published a book that he's on a podcast tour about that's, like, in defense of big business. He just did a debate with the internet antitrust lawyer, Tim Wu, about that, and I think there's a lot to be said about concentration of power. I mean, first we need to understand that there are economies of scale. So a company like Vista Equity Partners has, I don't know how many, could be somewhere between 50 to 200 different enterprise technology companies in their portfolio. So say they have 100 companies, and each one of those companies has anywhere from like 100 to 10,000 other companies that they serve. One of the companies in Vista Equity's portfolio does some kind of tax accounting software for 400 of the S&P 500 companies. So a group like Vista Equity that has a intelligence unit that aggregates all of the data from all of the companies in its portfolio has such a wide-ranging surveillance over the entire market, which gives it a vantage point to implement efficient processes at an unprecedented scale. And as they say, with great power comes great responsibility. So I think there are definite circumstances where one could look at big companies and see that they have behaved in an irresponsible way. Some instances of that come to mind is Google had a project called Project Maven where they were building some machine learning software to make drone weapons more effective. That doesn't really seem like it's a good thing, and after a lot of protests, Google canceled that program. You know, when Facebook bought WhatsApp and Instagram, that really created a lot of consolidation in the social media market. And there was such a meme, like, last year and the year before, people saying, like, quit Facebook, delete Facebook, get off Facebook. And a lot of people quit Facebook, but then kept using Instagram. And if you think about it, after Facebook acquired Instagram, they really, and WhatsApp for that matter, they really didn't aggressively improve those products. The first step after you acquire any company is to integrate it into the whole portfolio that you have and to find synergies. Basically, you know, what are the duplicate positions that you can lay off? How can you optimize the back-end infrastructure so that you can do more with less? So Facebook's first priority after acquiring Instagram was implementing the Facebook advertising infrastructure backend to Instagram. And only after they did that did they think about adding more features. But the features that they added weren't features that were competitive with Facebook. Instagram is very competitive against Snapchat, but I don't want to get too locked into the specific story, but rather mention the overarching point, which is that there is incredible economic benefit to scale, on one hand. And, on the other hand, breaking up large entities, done correctly, leads to more competition, which is beneficial to society at large. If it's done the right way. So, you know, a lot of competition can be wasted, too. So, the stuff's complex, you know. Six. My affirmation. And I feel the need to calm down. I almost started getting into a big rant, you know. I am blessed and grateful to be here now, living and working today, day after day. Now I'm seven. And who am I? Just who am I anyway? I am a competitor. I am a builder. I am a maker. I am a hard worker. Really, I say I'm a competitor because I don't like, I've never really appreciated being in a large group. I don't draw my power from participating. You know, the fighter Conor McGregor said this line, maybe he didn't come up with it himself, but I'll attribute it to him because that's where I heard it. It says, we didn't come just to take part, we came to take over. And takeover is a very hostile sounding word. That's not the approach that I take to my enterprise. I'm not looking to outcompete any opponents, but rather I do compete in my own race. I am chasing the best version of myself. I am a seeker in search of betterment. Nothing's better than betterment. Prayer. With gratitude and appreciation and out of love, I pledge my devotion and observation of truth, the one source of being. I look inward for guidance, listening for signal to rely on. Please give me a script to follow, a method to act with kindness. I trust in integrity and motivation that I may heal through this process of exposure and disclosure. To love the divine with all my heart, this is the self's desire. Finally, wishful thinking. With presence of mind and focused attention, be aware of primary desire. Take 10 seconds to wish for its manifestation with care. Thank you for listening. Better be done.
Now. Thank you. Thank you.